Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine Review. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Oh, and good to see you too, Jonathan.
Well, we're reviewing two aperitifs that are completely different and both are completely necessary.
And wonderful.
Exactly so. Let's start with a cava from Spain. This is sort of Spain's answer to Prosecco, I guess, or champagne. It is called cava because it's made in caves, and it is a delightful and relatively inexpensive sparkling way to start an evening, afternoon, or breakfast.
Today we're trying Ya, Cuvée 23 Brut Reserva Non-Vintage, made by Carles Sumaroca. This is from the Penedès region. This was gorgeous, especially for an inexpensive sparkler. It has all the things that I love in sparkling wine, a little bit of the toastiness and biscuity flavor, and that comes from a tiny bit of Chardonnay that's in the mix. This also had some minerality, a little bit of sea breeze. I just adored it.
I thought this was extremely good, especially for what, about $15?
$16.
Close. Amicia, a bargain. And the other grapes that you always find in cava, Parellada and Charello. And as you say, that's 10% Chardonnay added, as they say, just for style. Our other wine, which is a wonderful thing also to have before whatever you're having. You know, in music, you have preludes, which aren't necessarily preludes to anything. I think it's exactly the same. You can have a vermouth, which is a prelude to a meal or a prelude to nothing especially much. This is from Casa Mariol. It's called Vermouth. They are a 100-year-old family-owned winery in Terra Alta, Catalunya, and they are producing this delightful vermouth with Macabeo grapes and some herbs. We enjoyed this, as they do in Barcelona, with a bit of orange and an olive. I thought it was just delicious.
I did too, and I've gone back and tried it again just to make sure I was right the first time, and I was.
And it's very nutritious because you have both fruits and vegetables, more or less, included.
And it's also, along with those wild field herbs, it's also infused with walnuts, which may give it some of its nice, deep color. The flavor profile is sort of like cola and bitters. You can add soda to it. I liked it that way, but I also liked it just straight on the rocks with that little olive and orange accompaniment.
Reminded me a bit of Fernet Branca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a bit. I thought this was delicious, and it reminded me also a bit of the Perucci vermouth, which we had. Spanish vermouth is interesting, MZ. We have to drink a little more of that.
I'm in perfect agreement with that.
I couldn't agree more. Vermouth Negre from Casa Mariol, $23 a bottle. Very much worth it. A nice, elegant bottle as well. It'll look nice on your shelf, but it will not be there for very long. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.